Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. This is episode 8. My name is James Salcedo, and this is kind of the second part of a two-part episode, I guess, covering my apartment where I live right now. Last time I covered kind of the main two sets of experiences that happened that I kind of was able to group together, and this one will be more about other incidents that I can't really attribute to anyone in particular. So that's kind of what the plan is for this episode. If you have a true ghost story you'd like to share it, you're welcome to send it in to me so I can read it on the podcast. I have a few of those already waiting to be read in episode 9 and possibly 10, so it's good to see those starting to come in. Of course, I am always looking for more. Please send any of your text or audio files regarding your experiences with the spiritual side of the supernatural and paranormal. You can send them to me on my email account. And the address for that is salcedoparanormal@gmail.com. And that's salcedoparanormal@gmail.com. And I will get those onto a future episode of the show, and we'll go from there. So right now it's a monthly podcast that may change eventually, but it may take a little while between the time when you send in your story and the time when I actually read it or share it, but it will be shared. Especially because right now I've only had a few people submit stories, so there isn't a waiting list as of yet. My cat, Logan, is saying hello by making all the noise she can. But anyway, so I have a few things that happened during the time when I was having the dreams and visions, or at the time I was seeing that ghost girl that was here for a while. And I don't know if it was her or if it was someone else, but whoever it was, they were really interested in technology and in my phone and my phone charger. So I first noticed this one morning when I woke up, and I got up and I went to grab my phone. At the time it was a flip phone. This was around 2005 or 6, maybe 7, and it was not on the table where I had left it the night before. So I thought that was weird, and I looked around for it, didn't find it on the floor. But as I was looking around and feeling around, because that's kind of how I look around, as I feel around for things, I had an extra pair of pants that were right by the bed, and I felt something in one of the pockets of the pants that I knew I hadn't left anything in there. And so I pulled the pants out and checked down that pocket, and my phone was in there. Now, I know I hadn't left my phone in that pocket the night before. I had set it on the table, as I always did, and still do. So someone was checking out my phone, and or just moved it for whatever reason. And around the same time, I needed my phone charger one day, and I had it set on the seat of a chair in my dining room, just because I don't have a company all the time, just here and there. And so it was on this chair cushion, and I don't think it was even on a cushion, it was just on the chair, the wood of the chair. Didn't have a cushion for that one. But anyway, so it was just sitting there, but when I went to get it this one day, it wasn't there, and I couldn't find it anywhere. And I was kind of worried, because if I couldn't charge my phone, then the phone would die, and I wouldn't have any way to call anyone in case of emergencies or for anyone to call me. So I took a chance. I decided, well, somehow someone must have taken it. And someone that was here that I couldn't see. So I kind of just asked out loud for my phone charger back, and I explained why I needed it. And then I just kind of left everything alone. I stopped looking for a while and came back to look around later on. And I felt around in that chair, and I had felt it earlier, and the charger hadn't been there. Well, it was back on that chair again. So I don't know how to explain that. If someone heard me, or if it just somehow just disappeared and reappeared, I don't know. And I don't even know if anyone was really interested in the technology at all, if they were looking at it, or it's just some one of those things where things were disappearing and moved around. There are stories of that, so that can happen, and that doesn't always mean, you know, it's impossible to say if it was an intelligent entity doing that or not, or why they would do it. So, but I thought that was amazing because I know I had felt that chair earlier and it wasn't there. That charger was not there. So, those were kind of the bigger things overall. I did have, there was one time where I couldn't find my, my collapsible folding, it was a folding at the time, white cane. Now, for anyone that doesn't know, white canes are used by people with low or no vision, excuse me, to get around, to, find obstacles and steps and things like that that they can't see. And, I don't need it so much when I'm at home in my own place or at other houses that I've been to a lot before. You know, it's once I am in a place enough, I can memorize where the steps are. So I didn't need it when I was walking around my own place, is what I'm saying. But this one day I knew I was going to be going somewhere, and I was looking around for my cane, and I couldn't find it. On that particular day, my dad stopped by. He had left his coat on the couch in the living room, and I heard his phone at the time made a sound, and then it would say something like, "You have a new message." And I heard that from beneath the coat on the couch. And I heard that a couple times. And so I finally mentioned that to him. And then he said, "No, that wasn't my phone. I have it right here with me." So I kind of just dismissed it as either me imagining things, which I don't really ever think I do to that degree, or possibly paranormal, but I didn't think about why or how so much. So anyway, he ended up leaving, taking his coat and leaving, and I later on in the day, I looked around again for my cane, and I was looking at the couch, and I remembered that his coat had been there on the top of the couch, and I got this feeling like, I wonder if someone was trying to leave me over here somewhere, to look for my cane. So I checked out the couch a little more carefully. Well, the cane had fallen in between the cushion and the side, the frame of the couch. That's why I couldn't find it. And it had been right under where my dad's coat had been at. So I think someone was trying to get me to look in that area, and somehow they were able to copy the sound of my dad's phone to get me to do that. And of course, after that, I learned my lesson. I don't put my cane on couches anymore just because of that possibility happening again. Yeah, so I don't know how someone or something manipulated sound so that it sounded like my dad's phone, but they did it a couple times, and it helped out. So yeah, those are some of the more interesting and helpful things that have happened here. I've never had a ton of negative stuff here. I did have one negative something or other come by one night while I was sleeping, and I had a dream that I was in my kitchen looking for something in the cupboards. I heard noises on the couch bed that I had been sleeping on at the time, and I thought it was Logan, so my cat, so I told her to stop and just went back to looking for whatever I was looking for. You know, dreams, they don't always make sense. And the sounds kept on going, and so I started to say again for Logan to stop that. And I looked over at the couch bed, and there were two identical versions of Logan on the couch bed, just standing there looking at each other. And, but I could feel that one of them was not her. And it was bad, and they were, this thing and Logan, my cat, were staring each other down. And, so I, woke up after that, and I found her. This was when she was still a tiny kitten, but still growing. But anyway, I found her sitting on the bed looking at me. And it was like she was asking if I was okay. So, at that point I was. I didn't feel it anymore. But there was something that around that night that was not good, that Logan was trying to protect me from this thing. So, yeah, that was, like I said, I haven't had too many negative things come by here. But that was one of the few. Other things that happened, I can't say they were negative, but they definitely surprised me. There was one night I was sleeping in the bedroom, and I heard something really big and made of glass literally fall and shatter in the kitchen floor. And it sounded like it fell from like the top of the fridge or something. And I woke up and I rushed to the kitchen. I didn't go in the kitchen because I thought, well, if it's glass, I don't want to cut myself on any of it. But I went to the kitchen and there was nothing there on the floor. And I don't keep anything like that on top of the fridge for obvious reasons. So I still don't know what that was. From time to time, little things will get moved or bumped around here. I think I already mentioned before my kitchen cupboards because of... Sometimes it's Logan, but other times I can tell it's not because she'll be right by me when I hear the sounds of the cupboard doors being opened and closed gently. So, I'll hear that. But there was one time where the plastic shield over my bathroom light fixtures that are in this bathroom mirror, this plastic mesh kind of thing, just fell out of the frame. Somehow, I don't know how it never happened before. So far, it hasn't happened since, but it did. And I don't know how it happened. I never touched that thing. It's actually too tall for me to even really reach or mess with anyway. So that was an interesting one. Like I said, I've had knockings and bumps and bangs down here before. I had one time where a friend of mine was over and we started hearing knocking on the underside of the floor, which is a cement floor. And as far as we know, there are no basement or sublevels in the area. But we were hearing this knocking that happened about 5 or 6 times. Not in any kind of sequence, just like someone was drawing their hand back and pounding on the underside of the floor. So, I still don't know how to explain that one. I mean, pipes can make sounds, I know that. Heaters can make sounds. You may even be able to hear my heater right now. But they can make sounds when they turn on or off. But, this was under the floor. But yeah, I'm trying to think of what else. Oh, I had, one time, not long after I moved in here, I was sitting at at the time I had a computer, desktop computer, an older one at the time, and I was sitting there just playing, I think, solitaire. And I heard two voices start from the front of my apartment, and they came through to the back of my apartment and then out. But it wasn't like they followed the walls or the hallway or the layout of the apartment. It was like they were just coming in a certain direction, and they were just passing through whatever. And it was sounded like an older couple. And they were just talking and having a good walk. Good time. I don't remember what they said now. It wasn't anything important or directed at me. But they just were just walking and talking and passed right through here. And what was interesting is the direction they were heading as they were moving. There is a nursing home in that direction. It's not too far from here. The parking lot to that place is like only separated by a road, small road, in between that property and the apartments I live in. So, still don't know what to make of that one, except, I mean, who knows? Maybe they were going to visit someone, or it's hard to say. But I wasn't afraid. I actually laughed after they passed through because I just couldn't believe what I'd heard. So, yeah, there was that. I haven't ever really seen much here. There was one time I saw almost like a mask, like a white mask. It was either a white mask or a face that was really white, but there was no obvious like eyes in the face. And it just was like it just materialized in the air near me as I was sitting at that same computer again, actually. And it just came up out of the air toward me a little bit, and then it just faded away as I kind of leaned back and a little bit surprised and not happy that I saw this, whatever it was, heading toward me. But again, nothing else happened after that, so I don't know what that was about. No one really knows what a lot of this is about, especially that one. That one's just a random one. Most of what I hear here is just knocks and bumps and bangs that don't make sense. Sometimes they'll even happen while I'm listening to a paranormal themed podcast. I have noticed that happen with other people and other people around myself. And another place that I've been to that was appeared to be haunted, and that's a place I would love to investigate if I could, but I don't think I ever will be able to because it's a government owned and run facility. But I've talked about that on some podcasts I've been on. I'll take an episode or two sometime in the future and talk about all that. But yeah, so those are the main things. I've had a lot of out-of-body experiences that have taken place while I've been in here, but not all of them, but those have more to do with other places, so I don't know that they really have much to do with this place directly, because I've had other experiences before I moved here, so. Did have a flashlight one time that seemed to react when a friend of mine and I were talking about it. It wouldn't answer questions, but and I can't remember if I told the story here or not, but we had gone to a presentation at a local library from a local team of investigators, and they had shown their flashlights that they used in investigations in a way to get interaction between spirits or other energies or entities and themselves to get answers to questions and just to encourage activity, I guess. And so they had shown us these lights, and one even turned on during the presentation on its own when no one was by it, which was pretty interesting. So anyway, a friend of mine decided to get one of those lights that they were using. I actually got a couple of them, and the left one here, and all the time that was here, it never did anything except for this one time. And it just started to turn on, but it wouldn't answer questions. It wouldn't even really answer anything like, are you here, anything like that. But it would just turn off and then on, and on and off. But every time we started to say, oh, well, it looks like whoever or whatever is messing with the light, it looks like they've decided to stop, and then boom, it would go on again and start over again. Did that about three or four times before it did eventually stop. And speaking of lights, one of the reasons I wanted to do these two episodes was I still have experiences here in this apartment once in a while. And it's not like things happen every day or every week or every month. It's just there's no pattern. But when you live in a place for 15 plus years, eventually things do start adding up, as far as I can tell, at least when you're either sensitive or there's just energy in a place. So I was listening to a podcast, I don't remember which one, but it was a paranormal theme podcast, and I was on my PC just kind of checking out on my social media platforms, and by the way, you can find Salcedo Paranormal on Twitter and on Facebook. But, so anyway, I was looking at all those, and my mouse on my PC started to act weird. And I couldn't figure out why. It didn't make sense. It had been fine, and all of a sudden it just wasn't. It kept on going down to the lower right corner of the screen, and every time I tried to move it back up, it would go back down there again. And eventually I just unplugged the mouse. And as I was doing that, I noticed one of my two LED candles that I keep nearby, mainly for like meditation purposes. One of them had turned on at the same time. And that one, it has a switch, but it's at the very bottom of the candle, and it's only an on-off switch. I don't know why the other one didn't also turn on or off. I had to actually turn the other one on and then turn them both off with a remote that came with the set. But after I did that, everything was fine. I had plugged in a different mouse and it tried it and it worked fine. So I plugged in the old mouse and it again, that has worked fine since then. So that was just the other day. I don't know what to make of that one. But yeah, so I'm trying to think of other things. There is someone or something that likes to stay in my bedroom closet, the main closet, and it's not evil. It's more of just a presence that never does anything, except maybe come out of the bedroom once in a while. Again, sometimes when I'm listening to paranormal podcasts, it'll come out. Not often, though. And I just get a sense from it of, leave me alone. I don't mean any harm, but just stay away from me. And that feeling, it's always easier to sense at night. So, and even all the time when I slept in that bedroom and I had a bed in there, I never liked sleeping in that room. It was okay, but I got that feeling. I was getting that feeling in that room even before I knew I was getting a feeling like that. And that's part of, not all of what led to it, but part of my the reason why I decided eventually to just sleep out here in my living room, because I live alone. And I just decided, you know what, I want to be by my computer and everything so that I can have podcasts or books or music playing as I'm going to sleep. Because of my low vision, my hearing is also really sensitive. So there is no such thing as silence for me when I lay down to go to bed. I can hear the sheets and the bed and the pillow shifting beneath me when I'm laying there. You know, just stuff like that. I can hear all the sounds from the parking lots in front and in back of my place. A lot of them anyway. So it just, you know, it's just easier just to be out here with all my stuff so I could just have things playing and not have to blast them all the way from the living room into the bedroom. But anyway, so yeah, and it's still there as far as I know. It's, like I said, you can feel it most at night. I don't ever really go in that room at night unless it's just to store something in there that needs to be stored for a while, or put like dirty clothes in there and in the dirty clothes basket that I have there. So yeah, it's kind of just the way things are in that room. That's mostly it, I'm thinking, for this place. As of right now, there's probably other things I'm forgetting. And somehow never remember to write all these things down. Part of it is because I don't really write very well as far as like physically on pen and paper. It's really hard. So I prefer to type, and so I don't think of it when things happen. I don't think of it right away to type things up as they happen. But yeah, those are the things that are standing out to me. If I think of more, I will share more in other episodes. And obviously if anything else happens, I would say when something else happens. I think things always happen here. I'll be happy to let you all know what's going on. The next episode, or maybe two episodes, will be listener stories. Again, if you have a story, a true ghost story, a paranormal story you'd like to share, you can send those to salcidoparanormal@gmail.com. That's SALSIDO paranormal@gmail.com. And I will share them here on the show. And please share the show with anyone you think may be into this kind of stuff. Probably just to get more stories, and just because I'd love to see this grow and spread more awareness of the paranormal. And yeah, so you can, again, you can find me on Twitter and Facebook as Salcido Paranormal. You can also find me on Facebook just at my name, James Salcido, S-A-L-S-I-D-O. And I do some promoting here and there for the podcast on that account as well. And you can find me on Discord at Salcido Media. You can also find me, even though I haven't done anything yet with it, you can find me on Twitch as Salcido Media. Now, I've made the announcement on some posts online on the various social media, but I haven't really announced it here yet. So, as some of you know, this podcast launched on Halloween last year. Now, due to, I guess you could say, personnel changes, there was a delay between the first episodes that were released and the next few, but that is the day that the podcast was launched. So this year I'm going to do something special for the 1 year anniversary of the show. I'm going to do a live audio stream, either on Discord or maybe on Twitch. But if you all can get this podcast up to 200 downloads, I will do something I have never done before. I will make the stream a video and audio stream, so both, and talk about the paranormal and answer your comments and or questions and go from there. It'll probably be more of a middle of the day stream because it's on a Sunday this year. I've looked ahead already. But yeah, so I plan on doing a stream either way, but if you all actually want to see me, can't imagine why you'd want to do that, but if you do, all you have to do is just keep downloading this podcast. As of this recording, we're at 144 downloads, and I'll be releasing an episode every month between now and then. And the cutoff date for that is the 15th of October as far as getting to that 200 downloads. Roughly there anyway, I'm not going to be too picky about it. But yeah, just I want to do something special for the anniversary or birthday, and I don't have a lot of money, so that's how we're gonna do that. So, but again, thank you for listening as always, and please send me your your true ghost stories, and I will continue to share mine on the show as well. And I'll talk to you all next time on episode 9 of Salcedo Paranormal.